Before we go to calls, I'd like to bring in Alistair Graham from the Tasmanian Conservation Trust. And Alistair, good to have you on the programme. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, Sandy.
Now, in your view, has the regional forestry agreement actually failed, or has it just got a few flaws that need fixing?
Well, I think it has flaws, but the flaws are serious. There's no doubt the regional forestry agreement has delivered some benefits, but overall we're profoundly disappointed that a lot of the industry benefit provisions in the regional forestry agreement were implemented promptly, and a lot of the nature conservation benefits that are in the agreement have yet to be implemented. And the critical one is introducing a decent system of land clearing controls in Tasmania. It's bitterly disappointing.
So how long is that overdue for implementation, if it's in the
The RFA says that it will be done by 1999, so we've been waiting a fair while. And we've been having, obviously, correspondence with ministers, and given that Prime Minister Howard's signature is on the Tasmanian Regional Forest Agreement, we're seriously disappointed that the federal government has been allowing Tasmania to get away with failing to implement an agreement that has the Prime Minister's signature on it.